from KQED.
California voters have been asked several times how best to draw political districts. This election day, voters will consider two more proposals. One of them is Proposition 20, which would increase the duties of the state's new Citizens Redistricting Commission by having them draw congressional maps. But it would also give that commission new marching orders, ones not everyone thinks they need. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
In a rather nondescript conference room a few blocks from the state capitol last week, a panel of state auditors debated and ultimately chose the people scheduled to draw dozens of political districts next year.
I would like to bring up for discussion Roy Salume. I thought this applicant was very calm and approachable. He had a sense of humor.
The auditors narrowed the pool of applicants to 60 Californians for a seat on the brand new Citizens Redistricting Commission. Only 14 will ultimately get the job. They will use new census data to draw districts for the legislature and State Board of Equalization. And if Proposition 20 passes, the commission may also draw congressional districts, removing the legislature from what reformers say is an inherent conflict of interest.
I believe that this democracy works when the general election voter says nobody in office gets to predetermine how few the choices really are going to be to me for 10 years to come.
Charles Munger is an independently wealthy physicist who is the author and main financial backer of Prop 20. The measure would not only add congressional districts to the map-drawing duties of the Citizens Commission, it would give the commissioners a rather specific definition for one of the existing rules, drawing political districts with an eye toward what are called communities of interest. Charles Munger says the definition of communities of interest he wrote into Prop 20 was used by the California Supreme Court when it was forced to step in and draw political maps in 1970 and 1990.
This is the only definition that you can say it has been battle-tested and it delivered what it was supposed to for the communities who needed the protection.
Prop 20 defines a community of interest as people who share, quote, common social and economic interests. It then goes on to give several examples of these kinds of interests. People who have similar living standards, people with similar work opportunities, even people who use the same transportation facilities. But a community can be hard to see unless you're in it, says Karen McDonald, director of UC Berkeley's statewide voter database and a leading researcher on redistricting.
Communities of interest are really defined from the bottom up, by which we mean that you really have to go into communities to figure out where they are and what the issues are that define them as communities of interest.
McDonald says even without Prop 20, the new commission will have a tough job. Citizen commissioners will have to create districts that strive for equal population. They also will have to avoid watering down minority representation, and they will be told to avoid drawing districts that, on a map, are too sprawling or squiggly. Prop 20's backers say giving the commission some suggestions about what defines a community of interest will help. But Karen McDonald says, in her experience advising local redistricting commissions in California, Prop 20's examples will not be seen as just a suggestion.
If you give a commission an example in this incredibly convoluted field of redistricting laws and regulations, they tend to stick to these examples as closely as they can.
And if that happens, some opponents argue that communities not specifically spelled out by Prop 20 may be overlooked.
We think it potentially is going to limit kind of input that various communities can provide.
Eugene Lee is with the Asian Pacific American Legal Center in Los Angeles.
Will the commission consider environmental interests or housing interests or language needs? Possibly not with this definition.
24 states mention communities of interest in their laws about redistricting, and there's no one universal definition. That's one reason some say the new commission should have a chance to sort out the issue on its own before having more rules imposed. But the author of Prop 20, Charles Munger, says his definition of communities of interest worked well in the 70s and 90s when the courts stepped in and drew the maps.
I think it's a valuable guidance to this commission. We're trusting them with enormous powers, and we the people have to give them instructions.
Even so, those instructions are not the focus of the campaign being waged by Prop 20's supporters, which begs the question, if Prop 20 passes, will most voters know they have signed off on those instructions about how tens of thousands of groups or communities are represented politically in the years to come? For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.